I am all too acquainted with the look of maternal concern, and I thought I recognized it on the face of Mei Horimoto one night in the dining room of her downtown Japanese restaurant, Horonoya. I had asked for a dish called Maguro Yamakake, but my hostess counseled caution, explaining that not a lot of people like that. I insisted, however, and soon learned why she tried to wave me off. The maguro part were chunks of raw tuna, and that was familiar enough. The yamakake preparation, however, involves grating a Japanese yam into a gooey, frothy, sour porridge. It was like a stringy white film covering and coating the fish. I picked at the tuna with chopsticks, but with no spoon handy, I was satisfied to leave most of that liquid untouched. That's when my hostess intervened, urging me to pick up the small bowl and just slurp it all down. "It's good for you," she cheered, sounding even more maternal. I wouldn't order Maguro Yamakake again, but I wasn't exactly disappointed either. I'd come to Horonoya seeking dishes from outside the normal range of local Japanese restaurants, and this one hit the mark spectacularly. After all, here I am, still talking about it. It turns out that Horonoya is full of experiences like this, though the dishes that inspired future cravings far outnumber the oddities. There was the smoked duck, for instance, its savory smokiness combining with the sweetened tartness of ponzu sauce. The raw oysters here get a dose of that ponzu, plus the bite of scallions and lemon. The strong flavor of black cod mellowed into a buttery succulence after that fish was broiled, while slices of marbled beef sizzled on a hot stone brazier we tended ourselves on the table. At the end was a bowl of ochazuki, a deeply restorative, palate-cleansing soup made from rice and green tea. Mei and her husband, the chef Komei Horimoto, have run Horonoya since 2001. That should be long enough to breed familiarity, if not for the way their adherence to traditional Japanese cuisine puts so many fresh revelations across Horonoya's sprawling menu. Sometimes these are striking, like orange-colored pads of monkfish liver, which are rich and velvety, like foie gras, but also have a maritime-tinged creaminess. Other times, the revelations are subtle but fundamental, especially concerning the sushi. The seaweed tastes warmly toasted, the rice is packed loosely so individual grains seem to dissolve in the mouth, and between the fridge and your table, the chef takes care to temper the fish, so, like a fine cheese, the proper texture and flavor comes across. For a tour de force, order Horonoya's version of chirashi sushi, a tightly clustered collection of sashimi and salads arranged over pressed rice like a bouquet. The dining room at Horonoya is modern and linear, done in blonde wood and blue neon. Farther back are the curtained-off tatami rooms, where guests remove their shoes and gather around low tables, and the chef selects the courses themselves. You need a group and special reservations to score a tatami room, but really, any table at Horonoya offers front-row seats to classic Japanese flavors. Learn more at wwno.org.